Good afternoon, everyone. And today my topic is a parallel implementation for multi-dimensional ensemble empirical mode decomposition. At first, I was talking about the background of the multiple dimensional ensemble empirical mode decomposition. We call it EMD. And I will discuss why we want to parallelize that. And then I will show you how we parallelize that. And then show the result and conclude. So MEND is a time frequency analysis for the multi-dimensional data. Sometimes you can replace the time to the spatial domain data. And his target are the multi-dimensional data. His building block is empirical mode decomposition, EMD. And in EMD, we only can work on the 1D data, and then we by adding noise, so we have an ensemble empirical mode decomposition we call EMD. But EMD itself still working on the 1D data. EMD provide the possibility to extend to the multiple dimensional data because they can have some probability to couple the two data along the same dimension, but neighboring slice data. So then I show the block diagram for EMD. So in the EMD, you will run the multiple INF procedure to extract the intrinsic mode frequency, we call INF. And then each INF procedure, you have several shifting procedure. Each shifting procedure, we basically try to find the envelope and use the difference of the envelope and the difference of the envelope and the original signal to do the AM and amplitude frequency modulation. And in order to do that, we have to find the extreme point of the signal, local extreme point of the signal, and use those extreme points to build the envelope. And most commonly we use a spline interpolation to build the envelope. And we also know that the spline version is high costly. So based on the profiling, we discovered the shifting procedure dominate 99% of the computation in the EMD. And I circled several building blocks of the shifting, summation of this block dominate 99% of the execution. If EMD work on the one signal, 1D signal, and if its input is X, and its output is C1 to CK, and EMD can be illustrated as this figure. So for each signal, we add noise, different noise, to generate a simple set of signal, and for each signal, we pass through independent EMD, we generate its own output, and we average the output, we define the final output as the average result. So we can see in the EMD we have a lot of EMD we need to execute, and in the MEMD. We use EMD as a building block. So if I use a 2D image as an example. So we first perform the EMD along the one dimension. So we generate some partial result, and we perform EMD to the another dimension. So we have a 2D result, and we use this as a coefficient to generate the final result. And the coefficient problem is too complicated, so I only show it in the paper. And in the MEND, for the one MEEMD of the 5-12 by 5-12 image, we need to execute up to the 3 million EMD. And we can see that's a computation intensive, and that is really slow. So it basically will limit its applicability. So our goal is try to the parallelize that to accelerate the MEMD. So before I talk about how we parallelize that, I showed some result of the MEMD. So that's a image of the 2D image of the hurricane. And after perform the MEMD, the original image can be decoupled to the phi image. And they are different intrinsic mode frequency. So you can think of the first frequency is the highest frequency of the highest frequency of the original oscillation. And the last one is the lowest frequency. So let's close the high pass and low pass filter. So our goal is try to parallelize the MEMD use a general purpose processors. So and basically, general purpose processor support parallelization, like a multi-core CPU, and also the many-core GPU, graphic processing unit on your graphic card. So why we pick general purpose processors? Because it's more common. So almost every computer has that. Even cell phone has that, but we are not talking on the cell phone. And also his design cost is, compared with the ASIC, his design cost is lower. And it provides more flexibility. So sometimes you need to do the modification of your program. So that's the main reason we choose a general purpose processor. And I also list several the parallel program model. So like OpenMP for CPUs, multi-core CPU, and the CUDA, NVIDIA CUDA for the GPUs. And also for there's some new standard, OpenCL, is target on a lot of architecture, like CPU, GPU, ASP, FPGA, even FPGA. But we list that as a future work. So in this talk, we only talk about the OpenCL and the CUDA for the CPU and GPUs. So basically, OpenCL is a program model for the multi-core CPU, and he used some annotation to label the loop, and user have to label the loop by themselves. And by this annotation, the compiler will understand which loop can be parallelized. And for each parallelized loop, the iteration in that loop can be automatically scheduled to the several CPU threads, and the rest part, the OpenCL runtime will manage that. And CUDA is another program model for the NVIDIA GPUs, and CUDA provided the two layer object, which are the thread and thread block to control GPU programming. And thread is something like the scalar execution of the CUDA is a SIMD model, and thread is something like the scalar execution of the vector execution, and the third block is something like a vector execution itself. So in the thread, each thread will perform the same return expression in your code, and in each thread, it contains many threads, and we have a on-chip scratchpad memory to help to communicate among the thread and in the same thread block. And different variables have to be independent. So here I showed our trick to do the open-ended implementation of the MEMD. So we basically assign the one CPU thread to handle one EMD. So why we do this, instead of assign the one CPU thread to handle the one EMD? It's because in the same EMD, we share the same input data. So this scheduling can provide the data sharing in the cache. So they all share the X1. If we do the other scheduling, they will not have data sharing. So that will slow down performance. Also, CPU also provides the vector unit execution, SSE. So in this case, we rely on the ICC, Intel C compiler, to help us to define the vectorization. And for high dimensional data, like 2D, you have you first execute EMD in the one dimension, and you execute EMD in the another dimension. For this dimension, high dimensional data, because your access pattern is different from your memory storage direction. So in this case, the performance of a cache will be slowed down. So we basically do the explicit transport of the data. So make the cache hit. So that will provide a better utilization of the cache. And in the GPU, in the CUDA implementation, we have a different strategy, totally different strategy. We basically assign the one GPU thread to the one EMD instead of EMD, because GPU have a more thread, so he have to be the more finer grained program. So this schedule will provide a massive data parallelism. But that also causes another problem. So we basically schedule one thread to the one Y instead of the whole Y state. If you data in the same thread block may have a branch divergence because we added noise. So we basically schedule the same Y from the same X to the same thread block to avoid branch divergence. Because they all come from the same X, so they have a higher similarity. So we basically schedule something like this instead of this, and the rest part we just bet on the L1 cache. And in the CUDA implementation, we didn't do explicit transpose, but we still have a high dimensional non-coalescing data access problem. So we basically load the data to the on-chip sketch pattern memory. So we load something like this to the sketch pattern memory, but in the sketch pattern memory we do this direction access. And because the bandwidth of sketch pattern memory is really high and latency is really low, so we still get benefit. So another reason we didn't do the explicit transpose, because even you do the transpose, you still need to store data. So this local transposing can remove the redundant memory access. And there's another issue. GPU have a limited memory. So compared with GPU, compared with CPU, okay. So in your memory, you basically can have up to the 64 gigabytes memory. But for the one GPU, you only can have up to the 3 gigabyte memory. But in this MEMD, we have to support up to the 12 gigabyte memory for 512 image to get the full parallelism. So that's infeasible. So we basically do the batch execution. So we tile the data to several slices, and each slice can fit into the GPU memory. And in the same size, they execute in the parallel, but in the different size, they execute in the sequential. So this is our result. Our experiment environment is we run on the MEAD on the full socket ACO 2 gigahertz Intel X7550 with a 64 gigabyte memory, but only the first 16 core are used. And for GPU, we run on the NVIDIA Fermi Tesla C2050 GPU. They only provide 3 gigabyte memory. And why we pick the Fermi Tesla C2050? Because Fermi architecture is the first architecture really target under the double precision floating point execution. And our whole result is double precision. And we run the three test case, and this is their size. And the zero execution, we basically only schedule the one call on this machine. So and the unit is second. So and in the CUDA execution, in the CUDA implementation, we can see we got up to the around 50x speed up compared with a sequential version. And then in the OpenMP implementation, we got up to the 11 speed up compared with a sequential. So we also evaluate the scalability of the OpenMP by changing the how many threads we schedule. So this implementation basically provides almost linear scalable, almost linear scalability for OpenMP implementation if you only schedule lower than A code. But after that, it was saturated. So the main reason we believe that the memory bandwidth is limited, and also probably NUMA effect will also cause that. We also do the profiling for the percentage of the execution among the blocks, and OpenMP basically provided the same profiling as a sequential, and in the CUDA implementation the profiling is slightly different. The interpolation part is run slightly faster, but the HMR detector part is slightly slower. And the main reason we believe the interpolation part is quite suitable for the massive parallelism, because they didn't have a very strong dependency. But HMR detector it has, because you cannot predict where the HMR point will happen. So that's a data-dependent irregularity. So to summarize, this work provides two-thread-level parallel MEAD implementation for GPU and CPU. And our program model is CUDA and OpenCL, and we got a pretty good speed up, and it's scalable. And this work, the code will be released in this website and also this website. And in this library, parallel EMD and EMD also supported. But it's not how we do that is not shown in this paper we published at another conference. And for the future work, we will provide an OpenCL version. It can support AMD GPU and any other architecture. And it also provides other benefits. You can only use one source code to run on the to run on any architecture. And I believe that's all. That's all I have. Any question?
Any questions from the audience?
We include. And in the paper, we show their transfer times less than 1%. 1% of the total, 1% of the total execution.
Are there any more questions? Well, let's thank the speaker, and that's the end of today's session. Thank you.